Hello everybody, welcome to episode 62 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 5th of October 2007. Bloody hell, man, two podcasts in a whole week, what the hell's going on? I have no idea, but anyway, let's go on with some of the things that I've been up to since I recorded my last podcast. Right, first of all, in this podcast, I'm going to answer some questions from one person who sent me an email asking me some stuff. Found this person a couple of weeks ago, basically had a whole day of work. Well, lots of people have whole days of work, so that's something new, but apparently spent 8 hours reading my website. She put, a couple of weeks ago I read all your posts from when you started your webpage. I obviously no work whole day. Fans, 8 hours of Gordon Valentine. Well, 8 hours of me, bloody hell. My boyfriend gets fed up me after about an hour, so how the hell can somebody spend a whole 8 hours reading my website? I have no idea, to be honest. But anyway, I may as well answer some of the questions that he sent to me. I could have emailed him back, but I thought, well, since he's one of my big podcasts fans, I may as well read out his email and reply to the podcast, the questions on my podcast even. I got that out in the end. Bloody hell. Oh, I keep saying that, I don't know why. Anyway, now we'll get on to what he asked me. So first of all, better read out his name. His name is Roy, and he's from somewhere in the United States of America. I'm not too sure whereabouts in America, just unless he's from, but anyway, I'll read out some of his questions. First one, he said, why did you move to England in the first place? You love Scotland so much, so I'm surprised you didn't go to Glasgow to live or work. Well, I got offered a job down here, as I sort of think you probably said before, and I worked there for a number of years. Unfortunately, the company sort of went a bit Pete Tong, so I basically became unemployed for a while, and ever since I've been working at the dog shack. Main reason I like Denny is, one, the weather is generally so much better. For this year, I'd have to admit the weather's not been that good, but generally the weather in here is far better. It also means I can do what I want because I'm away from my parents. I've also sort of made a good life for myself down here, to be honest. Again, I wouldn't want to move back up there. And I like being here as well because I've got so many big sort of bigger cities around. Glasgow is one of the biggest cities, but it is the biggest city in Scotland. Even then, it's nice sort of to be down here, to go down to London and things like that. So that's one of the reasons why I've never gone back. So I know it's not the best answer to that question, but it's the best you're going to get. And the second thing he asked me is, you love computers so much, and you have wonderful websites that you maintain. Why do you work at the dogs and not as a computer geek at some company? And then he's put, granted, some of the boys at the dog shack are pretty cute. Well, to be honest, most computer jobs, you need sort of a degree, a college course or something, and I have none of them, so unless I can find somebody that wants somebody with not many qualifications in that wise, and fair enough, I know I'm quite good at doing websites and stuff, but not amazing, because I look at all websites on the internet, they're amazing, and I just like, how the hell did they do that? So, my websites are okay, but nothing great. If you're thinking about my own website, which is www.gordon-valentine.com, it's been online now since 98, maybe before that, since I was 16 anyway, and if you look at it, it's not really changed much at all since the day it went online, so that just sort of proves that I'm not particularly good at websites. But on the other hand, my Wet Suit Lad's website has had a big facelift recently, sort of looks awfully up to date compared to what it used to look. Anyway, and the next question says, has Mike found a new job yet? And the answer to that is no, he hasn't. He's been looking as hard as he possibly can. He's got a job interview today, which I'll find out how that went when I get home. Tonight after work. And he's got another one next week at some point, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you never know, he might get a job next week or two. I really hope he does, as it's getting him really stressed, as you imagine, not having a job. And now I'll go on to his next question. He's put, I'm confused about the house you live in. It's just the rental house that you see with friends. You moved into a new bedroom. Did someone leave that room open for you to move in? And then it goes on like that. Anyhow, the main reason it happened, somebody moved out the house a while ago, and I've been sort of living in a sort of smaller room at the back of the house, but when sort of process of trying to get the house sorted out a bit, so the room that was empty at the front, basically me and Mike have spent over a week now sort of decorating it, moving all the furniture and everything else. It means I basically moved from one room in the house into a big room which is at the front of the house. The only bad thing about being at the front of the house, it means you get the road right in front of your house. It's not a very busy road, but it's still there. And also then about 100 metres, maybe less than that, sort of in front of me, you've got the East Coast Main Line, which does make a fair bit of noise, but it's just like anything, you get used to it. It's a hell of a lot better, but it also means I've got a double bed in it at long last, which it's not very nice when Mike's over both sleeping in a single bed, which if you've ever tried having two people in a single bed, you know why. And it's also, it sounds like the house is very old, and everything over here is 50 years is considered old. Anything in the US apparently over 50 years is considered old. It's quite an old house, and it doesn't have central heating. Well, it does have heating central in a sort of way. It's basically got underfloor heating, which is all fantastic. The only problem is you need need to have a fire lit to get it to work. At some point, the person in one's house is having to hoping to have an oil boiler put into their house. It's just like anything, it's finding the time to do it and then having to rip up the floorboards, drain the pipes, and then put a big oil tank in the back garden. So that will no doubt happen at some point. Anyway, and then at the end it was put, well, that's me being nosy. I hope you aren't offended if you decline to answer any of my prying questions, Roy. So hope, Roy, that I made your able to know all your questions and answer them, hopefully. And I hope I'll put your mind to rest. And if there's anything else that you, Roy, or anybody else wants to ask me, if you just send me an email by going to my website and then clicking on the Contact Me page and then just send your questions, I'll answer them to the best of my ability. Anyway, now I'll tell you what else I've been up to. The main other things I've been up to have been sorting out more rooms. So basically moved the rest of the furniture and so I've got my DVD towers and stuff. And also I'd find fun drilling more holes into the wall the other day. So now I've got my TV up on the wall and I've got speakers up on the wall like I had in my old room. So basically, I'd say this room's more or less finished. And I just got to sort of move out the rest of the random junk which is sitting next in my old room. So just a couple of boxes and put them in the cupboard. And that'll be this room virtually sorted. At some point I need to get the floor sorted a bit more, like put a carpet in. At the moment it's just sort of wooden floor, which is okay. But then the problem is the noise sort of comes through it for a bit from downstairs. But other than that, this room's virtually done, so which is really nice now, having a nice far big room. And I'll tell you something else that I did the other night, which I've been wanting to do for a while, but long last week they were for doing it. Anyway, last night, which would have been, let me think, the 4th, which was a Thursday, I went up hot air balloon for the first time in my entire life, which is really good, because the person who owns the house has got a hot air balloon and got a hot air pilot's license, so he's been trying to get me up for a while, but the weather's not been too good, or when the weather's been good, I mean, it works, so I can't go up. So anyhow, yeah, but everybody sort of phoned me up about 3:30, said, do you want to open the balloon? So I basically said yes, so he basically got home and picked me up. And also my next neighbour had been talked into going up, so she just got home and she also came up with her. So if you've ever been hot air ballooning or not, so to say, I would really recommend you do it. So he took off from a place just near to Stanford, just next to the A1, which is, when he first took off, it was a bit sort of nervous. Basket sort of twists about quite a lot, and you're thinking, oh my good god. And also, you do go quite high, quite fast. So I was really nice, we sort of went right over the top of Stanford, which is a really nice town, and then we sort of went through Burley Estate, and just sort of skirted around Burley House, and then we just went over, and then we sort of landed in the Nene Park in Peterborough, just next to Roanoke. So we're up for, I don't know, about 50 minutes maybe. Oh, no, I corrected if I'm wrong. We did get lots of pictures running up, not that many of me in it. My next neighbour's got a copy of them, so I need to get her to give me a copy of them, and I'll stick some on my website. So basically, that is what I did. As well, I'll try and stick a map on my website of basically the route the balloon went. It was really good. At one point, we were pretty high up. From a safe area, it was about 2,000 feet, 2,500 feet, something like that, which you may not think is high, but when you're sort of just in a basket looking down, you feel like you're sort of looking down at model trains, so you just want to put your hand out the basket and pick cars and stuff up, and it's also get funny when going along and sort of people sort of waving at you and sort of saying hello, and you sort of shout at the top of the balloon asking them how they are and stuff. It's really good, and I really hope to do it again. Hopefully next time I go up, me and Mike will go up together, but it'll be even more fun going up with him. So that's basically what I've been up to, and I'll say goodbye for now, because I've got to get ready for going to work, which I really can't be arsed going. But anyway, that's enough about me, and I'll speak to you all in the next podcast. Goodbye for now. Bye-bye.